Do you want to kill some rebels? Come on, let's go and play. We never get to any more. Let's win this war before they get away. We used to blast whole planets, but now we don't. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to kill some rebels? I really, really hate those rebels.
Go away.
I hope they die.
Initialize sequence. Jarvis, drop my needle.
Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
Forgotten how to do this.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
See, we're back 5 seconds and you already mispronounced something.
That's better than I get for you.
So, welcome back to the Jamboree, boys and girls. My name is the greatest man who ever lived, Jack Lambert, and on the other side is...
Butter Nugget, a.k.a. Mitch.
And we have a special guest joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from the Panelverse podcast... Please welcome Mr. Ryan Mason to the show. Yay! So what's up other than cheating on me, asshole?
What was that?
I said, so what's up other than cheating on me, asshole?
Oh, you know, just fucking bitches and getting money.
Yeah, okay.
My M.O.
Yep. Recording other shows with other people.
My other M.O.
Yep.
Did you inspire your fellow people in your summer camp?
Yeah. I inspired them to do many things.
Namely, more than one podcast. Like, if you're successful on one podcast, you can leave and take the same formula to another show and do the same exact shit.
Hey, we cover more comics than we do on the Jamboree.
We cover more comics.
I may use that as in my defense.
Yeah, probably all Spider-Man comics.
All right, so you obviously listen to the show, so...
Yeah, the one show that's come out, and it was supposed to be weekly.
Yeah, last week I couldn't make the show, so we didn't record. We're probably going to record our night.
Well, you ditched us for, what, like 4 months? So
yeah.
1 week of ditching your other show is a pretty good track record.
Yeah. I just don't want people to get used to my presence. You know, I don't want anyone to take me for granted.
No one listens to that other thing.
Hey,
they're not.
Like,
yeah, okay. How many listeners do you have?
You've got like 5, maybe 6 listeners.
Nice. And you probably talk to those same people every day, don't you?
Probably so.
Yep, see?
Okay, but on his defense, we probably had the same. And we can probably name all of them. You?
No, if you go back to our first episode, we had 100-and-some downloads right off the bat.
Yeah, we were...
And we've been gone for 3 weeks, which I'm going to get into in a minute. Like, 3 or 4 weeks, which I'm going to get into in a minute. But I've been checking every day, and people have still been downloading, like, a 3-week-old show. I guess they just wanted to hear what we thought of the new fall TV movie and TV show schedule.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they don't care about comics. They want to know about, you know, real things in the world. Important things.
Things that matter.
Like me.
Right.
That's what's missing from the Panelverse, the greatest man that ever lived. If you added that to the formula, you know what you'd have?
about 100 more listeners.
No, the Imperial Jamboree. So anyway, let's get into why we were gone for 3 weeks. I can tell you why we were gone for two of them, because we were busy at work getting ready for our Halloween event. But the first week we were gone was because Mitch got his panties in a wad because I couldn't go to Fanboy.
Oh, come on. That was part of it. Okay, that was part of
it. That was the only part. Like, you weren't answering my text. You were talking to Sandy and like, oh, I'm mad at him because I had to spend $60. You didn't have to spend $60. No one told you to spend $60.
Why did you spend $60?
I bought $60 worth of an outfit to wear to the Fanboy because we thought we were going. And so I called him in the store before I bought the stuff. Hey, I'm thinking about this for Fanboy. And he's like, yeah, that sounds funny. Or, that sounds great. That's, you know, you can do it. And didn't say anything about, hey, I may not be able to
because go. I didn't know at that point. I'm a grown man with a family. I have bills and shit. I thought I was going to be able to go. I wasn't going to be able to go. And then you got all bitchy and was like, fuck you. I'm not going. We're just not record. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to act all stupid at work.
I wasn't stupid at work.
You're always stupid at work, even when you're in a good mood.
True. But that's work.
So anyway, that's why we weren't here. I was hoping Mitch would get a little bit more wound up, and that bit fell flat. But, you know, he's gonna pretend he was right,
well,
and I was wrong.
The other half was, I was waiting for you to say what time to come over. Because
isn't it at the same time every week?
Yes, but since...
Exactly. Exactly. He hasn't done this for 4 months. I said the same thing. I was like... I got to work Monday, and I was like, so why didn't we record other than you're mad at me? Well, you never texted me to come over. I was like, Mitch, you know when we do it. It's not a fucking surprise.
Yeah, but ever since your daughter went back to school, it's always been, oh, no, I don't want to get her all hyped up.
No, that was like the first week. The first week she was back to school, I said that. After that, it was fine.
Well, it happened again.
She's been passed out for like an hour now. We're good.
Wow.
It didn't happen again.
Mm, okay.
Admit you were being a bitch.
I was being passive aggressive.
No, that's no. You were being. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Bitchy, Mitchy.
That's right.
Thanks.
So anyway,
it's a sour butter nugget, huh?
Sour butter, the unsalted cream butter. I guess I don't know. So yeah, you know, I've told you I forgot how to do this. I've especially forgotten how to do it with you. I should listen to Panelverse and take some pointers as to how to do a good podcast. how to name drop other podcasts in the show, which I seem to have been doing for you for like the past 5 minutes now.
Thank you.
That should get you at least two more listeners.
At least people who are like interested enough, like, oh yeah, what's going on? Oh no, this isn't.
People that like you might go and listen.
That's
people that have come on in the past 4 months and have no clue who you are. I'll be like, who the fuck is that guy? Why should I listen to him and his other crap? I don't know.
Well, that's
for those of you who have like only listened to the last 4 months and don't know who I am, I'm the black guy in the picture on our Facebook page. Like, that's I'm the other guy.
We need to add a beard to your logo.
Yeah, I did grow a beard.
Yeah. It's very Muslim of you.
Oh, well.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Alaikum salam, or whatever it is.
Don't walk in any gun shops.
You kind of look like Theo Huxtable a little bit with a beard. He was on Sons Anarchy the other night. No, was it Sons or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? He was on one of them.
I don't think it was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've been watching
it. Must have been Sons. I thought you told me you were caught up on Sons. Because I am not.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
You put AOS. I thought that was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I put AOS. No, I didn't put SOA and AOS because I thought it would be confusing. I think I put Sons, AOS.
Okay. Yeah, I was referring to the AOS that I'm not caught up on
either. I've seen the pilot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it was good. Maybe I should have put the pop filter on here. Just heard that big time in my headphones. Whatever. Wanda the Witch needed a voice, and you could hear her at Legoland Florida if you come out for Trick or Treat 2014 weekends in October.
Great plug there.
So I'm all kinds of backed up. I just have all kinds of stuff I need to shit all over the mic.
Well, a lot of things have happened in the 4 weeks have been off.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
I don't know. We didn't discuss this. I know
we're coming into the show completely unprepared. Like normally we have some semblance of a map of where we're going, but this one, nope. I just wanted to start it and get it over with.
No, we're literally drawing a line on a blank sheet.
Plus, I had to pull Ryan away from his girlfriend, his busy schedule with other podcasts, so.
Oh, she must be pissed.
Must be.
So
his new host must be pissed. Why are you always the co-host? Why didn't you go to that dude and be like, hey, I have a winning formula here that is tried and tested. And I really want to be the front man. I'm sick of being the sidekick.
I would think being a co-host
is an
excuse.
I want to be 3PO to your R2. I want to be Batman to your Robin. I want to be Peanut to your Butter.
I don't think that's how the last one works.
Ham to your sandwich.
Hey, I have to admit, that was a pretty good try. That was definitely a pretty good try.
I don't know. I think like I just have that type of personality that just like that. I'm like I'm really good at it. So I'm like on my own. Like I don't think I'm all that great. So like to say to someone, "Oh, I'm ready to start a podcast," would be saying I can do this by myself, and you're just kind of like, you can just help me along the way. But I don't think I think if I like were to sit down and do a podcast by myself, it would fucking tank.
I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
okay.
I was trying to prove a point why you should be the host, and you were just saying words, and I lost me.
Oh, okay. Did you hear anything I said?
Yeah, I heard it, just barely.
Okay, well, hopefully it landed. I'm not going to repeat myself. The gist of it was, I'm not sure that I can carry a podcast by myself.
I think you can. Mitch has become my new sidekick while you were gone. We all thought he was going to do miserable, but he stepped up to the plate, sir.
I became a sidekick?
Yep.
Oh, I thought I was the jester.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're here to entertain me, but that doesn't mean you entertain other people.
Well, I got I got something we can talk about.
What?
You saw Dolphin Tail.
I did.
Yeah.
Fucking dolphin, man. She's got a fake tail. She needs a companion. The other companion dies. They bring in a new dolphin. The end.
What a rousing tale.
It was. This is a rousing dolphin tale, would you say?
Oh, God.
It was cute. It was all right. I mean, it was predictable. As listeners know from when I went over my summer vacation, I actually went to Clearwater Aquarium and saw Winter and Hope, the real deal dolphins. So I knew the story. But even if you don't know the story, it was just way predictable. It's like they're going to be friends. Winter's going to not be so pissy anymore like Mitch, and the world is saved.
Because once you get a girlfriend, everything's better.
I did see a better movie than Dolphin Tale.
Oh, what was that?
Tusk.
Ooh. Oh, is that the one with Justin Long and that other guy?
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Oh, is that with Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp's in it. He has a very extended, uncredited cameo. Like like half the movie of a cameo. You didn't see it?
Nah, I haven't seen it.
Don't you work in a movie theater now? What are you watching?
It's not
Gone Girl.
It wasn't in my theater, and neither was Dolphin Tale. No, but I planned on seeing Gone Girl.
Let's see. Annabelle, have you seen that?
I haven't seen that either. That just came out this past weekend, so like there was no way I was going to be able to see it, even if I was like, diehard about it.
What's playing in your theater right now?
Right now we've got Gone Girl, Annabelle, Maze Runner.
The two movies I name, and you're like, we got that and that, and I haven't seen it.
We've got Maze Runner, we've got This Is Where I Leave You, we've got Equalizer, and then No Good Deed.
Have you seen any of those?
I've seen Maze Runner and This Is Where I Leave You.
Maze Runner. How that was?
It's pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah?
See, and I've heard from other people that it was all right. Unfortunately, it starts in the middle of the book series, and so it's very easy to get lost because
it's a maze.
Yeah, because it's amazing. You did an amazing job.
It's an amazing joke.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't have any maze puns.
Oh, but she said that she started reading the book prior to it, and all of a sudden the movie started making sense. So it might be. just person from admissions at work.
Oh, it's like all of a sudden you're saying she, and I'm like, I have no clue who you're talking about.
I don't have a girlfriend.
So well, I know that.
So it's just another random person at work. Hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk about Tusk, since I'm the only one who has seen it.
Okay.
Dude gets turned into a walrus. The end.
Cuckoo, ka-choo?
Yeah, man. No, Ryan, I really think you should see it.
Okay.
It's Kevin Smith, obviously. It started on his podcast where they found a story where a guy was like on Craigslist or something that you could come live in his home for free. The only catch was you had to like wear a walrus costume for 2 hours a day and catch fish and all this other shit. So Kevin and Scott Mosier started talking about it, and as the podcast went on, they realized it was a movie. They started a Twitter campaign of if people would actually want to see the movie. Long story short, the movie got made. The end. So, the movie is about podcasters who...
Like us?
Like us.
And yet only one of us watched it.
Yeah, I went with Tom.
Well, he
had speaking of starting other shows with a winning formula, I went with Tom. And we saw it at Downtown Disney. We were the only two there. Like, Tom was at work, and he had to leave Magic Kingdom to get to Downtown Disney. And I don't know what the fuck took him so long. But it took him forever, and he's, like, texting me. And I said, dude, don't worry about it. I'm the only one sitting in the theater. It was opening night. I'm the only one in the theater at Downtown Disney. I guess everybody was still seeing Guardians of the Galaxy or something. I don't know. So anyway, it's about podcasters, and they have a takeoff of the Jedi Kid, only this is the Samurai Kid, and instead of clumsily swinging around a broomstick pretending it's a Jedi, he's got a samurai sword. Hilarity ensues. So Justin Long's character... Oh, the best joke of the movie, and I'm going to ruin it, is that their podcast is called The Nazi Army.
Ha.
So it's spelled N-O-T-S-E-E Army. Because the whole gist of their podcast is that Haley Joel Osment's character does not travel. So Justin Long goes out and interviews these people and then comes back. Thus, Haley Joel Osment is not seeing the story. So I thought that was kind of clever. They called it the Nazi Army.
That's clever.
Yeah. So anyway, so Justin Long goes to Canada, discovers the kid is no longer around, and so he goes to take a leak, and he sees said Craigslist ad that says, you know, come and hang out with me, whatever. It doesn't mention the walrus thing as the real life one did. So long story short, he goes there, he gets turned into a walrus, the end, essentially. I kind of feel like they blew their wad, though, because they show you what Justin Long looks like as the walrus about halfway through the movie. And I was like, that's it. I've seen it. I don't need to see it anymore.
All right, time to go.
Yep, let's go. Wrap this bitch up.
Roll credits, please.
Yeah, but it's actually... Excuse me. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
About what?
It's actually at that point in the movie where it switches gears to a comedy, and that's where... Johnny Depp comes in, and normally I don't like movies that just change gears in the middle, like go from one extreme to the next, like horror movie to comedy or comedy to drama or whatever. But this actually worked because Kevin Smith is a brilliant writer. His filmmaking skills are debatable, but he is a good writer. And, you know, so he made it work, and it was hilarious. And that is one part of the movie I will not ruin because it definitely warrants a watch.
All right, so, I'll check it out at some local theater.
There's that.
My local cinema.
If the Twitter thing was true, if you buy the Blu-ray sometime down the road, our name will be in it.
Whose name?
Imperial Jamboree.
Wow. Wait,
because they were doing a thing with it was a Twitter thing, and if you went to opening night and you took a picture of your stub and like, why is Santa in the frame? That was weird.
It's just sitting here.
What are you doing?
There's a pen sitting here.
There's 88 days till Christmas.
It's a distraction.
So anyway, if you went to the cinema, took a picture of your stub, and like hashtag walrus yes, supposedly they're going to put your name in the credits of the Blu-ray. So we'll see. It might say Imperial Jam. Who knows?
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the IMDb, and one of the characters, the girl clerk, I'm looking at the actress that played her. And
you're going to say her name is Harley Quinn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Kevin Smith's daughter.
It is?
Yeah, he named his kid Harley Quinn.
Wow.
Big Batman fan. You know, if you listen to the Panelverse, they talk about comic books, and I'm sure they'll bring up Batman.
You're talking
about like we've already mentioned Kevin Smith's daughter in like a past episode of Panelverse Imperial Jamboree.
Give me a break, man. It's been like, what, 4 weeks since we've been on?
And it's been forever ago since we talked about Kevin Smith. Yeah.
I wasn't trying to like bust anybody's balls. I was just saying we've mentioned it before.
Yeah, maybe on your show.
All right, well, glad to be back, guys.
What are you talking about? This is Ryan's show. This show has been nothing without him. Our listeners have been sagging, not growing. Are you kidding me? They've all been jumping ship to go listen to Panelverse.
All five of them.
All five of them. We're down to probably 995 downloads now because the 1,000 that we're doing it are gone.
Okay.
So let's talk TV, because those are the only two movies I saw, unless anybody saw anything good that they want to talk about.
No.
No. Maze Runner was good. Tusk was good. Dolphin Tale, typical family fare. There you go.
Good deal. Moving on.
Moving on. Let's talk television, shall we?
Let's do this.
We just watched Rebels, Ryan. Did you just watch Rebels? No.
No, I was like trying to look it up, but I couldn't find it, like a good copy. I missed it the day it came out because I was working.
Today. So, today's the day it came out.
I thought it came out on the 3rd of October.
No, today.
See, and I thought it was the 13th for some reason.
It's all over the damn place. I think Mickey's over there fucking with the schedule, just trying to throw everybody off. It's available on the Disney XD online site, Ryan. Has been for a couple weeks.
Well, damn.
Well, we'll wait and talk about that after you see it. If I can nail you down long enough to come back next week.
As long as it's on Sunday, I should be able to do it.
Well, ironically, today is Monday.
Yeah, this is, and lucky, hey, here I am.
You want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Sure, we can. You said you saw the first episode of the new season.
I'm completely caught up with last season and the pilot of this, well, the first episode of this season. It's not really a pilot anymore, is it?
Well, let's talk about how you feel the rest of season one went. The last time we talked about it, you were not a fan, and you did not buy in that it was getting better.
I still didn't. I mean, even after I finished watching it, because I waited till I got Cap 2 on Blu-ray, and then I watched it kind of in the way you're supposed to. Uh-huh. And, I mean, it gets better, but I still didn't feel like it was great. I didn't feel like it was must-see TV. I kind of feel like the guy who went in to pitch this show and is like, all right, listen, it's going to suck for the first month or so. You got to trust me. When Winter Soldier comes out, the show's going to blow your mind. And then it really didn't. I mean, everything was predictable. Everything was just by the numbers. I mean, I kind of figured that Ward was the operative. I kind of figured that Coulson was going to become director because Nick Fury disappears at the end of Winter Soldier. I mean, it was better, and the episodes didn't feel like they went on for 3 hours like the ones pre-Hydra storyline.
Right.
But, I mean, it was just very by the numbers, like, no surprises.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I think what happened for the show that did well for it. One second. Hi. Thank you. Okay. What did well for the show?
You got a maid?
That was my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's bringing you drinks and shit? Look at you with the wine and little white girl bringing it to you. You're living the high life out there in Virginia, aren't you? Wow.
Need a mirror, man.
Wow.
Anyway,
I just saw a green tank top and a boob and a glass of wine come into the frame, and Ryan just started giggling.
Anywho.
What would have been impressive is if the wine would have came out of the boob. That would have been pretty cool.
The new carrier.
Damn. Well, now I got to trade in for a next model.
Yep. Yeah, I've been threatening that for years. How many years now?
I was just about to say, I'm taking that one straight out of the Jack Lambert playbook.
All right, back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, of course. What happened for the show towards the end is that it got a direction, which was what was wrong with it for so long, is it was very, you know, monster of the week, and it just didn't feel like it was going anywhere. But now, like, at that point, you know, Winter Soldier happens, and now it has, a very, it's a better tie-in to the cinematic universe. So, like, the show finally became what, like, I think it was always intended to be, this, like, a bridge to the gaps in the Marvel, in the cinematic universe. Like, what happens after, you know, Captain America dissolves S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, what's going to happen to them? Oh, this is what's happening to them. So now we'll see what they're up to up until we get to Ultron. So that's why I think the show is better now, is that it has a clear direction.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I agree more that this season, the first episode felt more like a reboot to me than anything. Like, like it's totally going a different direction. And to go back to the Monster of the Week comment, I mean, they kind of tried to pigeonhole those characters in and say, like, see, it all made sense. Look at us. And it's like, no, you needed to bring back the lady in the flower dress because she you brought her up. You fucking had to.
Yep.
And then, you know, Deathlok was in from the beginning, so you knew he was going to be around.
Yep.
Like, the only person they didn't bring back was Scorch. They probably should have.
You mean Burnt Toast?
Burnt Toast? Skid Mark? So let's talk about the premiere of season 2. We can go spoilers. It's been a couple weeks now.
So yeah, what did happen? It opens up with the Howling Commandos storming the last known Hydra base, and they acquire the first 084, which is like just an unknown item. S.H.I.E.L.D. talk, and then so like it's the show is. The show ties into them of that item resurfacing. Hydra's trying to get that again, and S.H.I.E.L.D. is also trying to get it because, oh, we can't let Hydra take our stuff.
Yeah.
Of course they get it.
They do. Of course they do. They steal a Quinjet. And
yeah, there's that.
You find out Simmons is gone and Fitz is kind of talking to himself.
Yeah. I think it was okay. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the whole Fitz route.
I think it worked. I think it was great.
Yeah,
loved it. And another thing that I found ironic was that, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. is on the run. No one's supposed to know where they are. When we last left them, they were in this secret base in Canada or something, somewhere in the snow. Yet somewhere between then and the opening of this episode, both Sky and Agent May found time to get their hair did. And I don't mean like a trim. I mean like colored and curled and just full-blown hairdos.
They just wrote that off in the books. They were like, we had to go into town to, you know, redo our aliases. They just had a girl's day.
They went and got their nails done. And
yeah.
We had a little froyo. And
it was all for the mission.
All for the mission. Mitch, did you see it?
See what?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Welcome back, Mitch. Hey.
Sorry.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Okay.
I have lost interest in the show.
No, you really need to start back this season.
Yeah, it's good. I like, I was glad to see Ward again, that they've got something going on with him. I was wondering what they were going to do.
They're going to do the same thing that they're doing right now. Like, they're just going to, he's going to be Hannibal Lecter, and she's going to go down there and talk to him, and
yeah.
The end. Someone may escape. He may. I don't think. Let me take that back. I do think he'll rejoin the team, but yeah. I don't think they should let him. I think it kind of loses credibility at that point.
I'm sure what's going to happen is somebody is either going to go missing or someone's going to die, and they're going to need, a specialist, and right now that's Agent Triplett, so it'll probably be him that goes down. They're like, oh, we need somebody.
Yeah, it's gonna be first season Sky all over again. Like, can we trust her? Is she really hacking? Is she giving away S.H.I.E.L.D. secrets? Blah 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 blah. So it's gonna be that characterization all over again with Ward. And it's mainly gonna be between him and Coulson, because everybody else will be like, oh, he's fine, and
Coulson's, well, Sky will have a little lady heart on for him, of course.
Probably so. So anyway, yeah, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, it's good. Sure. The most recent, I don't know if you've seen it.
I started watching it the other night, but I was so tired because I worked 82 hours last week, ladies and gentlemen. I was so tired that I put it on and, like, some shit was going on. I don't remember what was going on, but I want to say, like, maybe someone died. No. Someone got captured. The fucking thing flipped, and Xena died, and then, like, her guy got captured, and May came up and talked to him, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I stopped it, and my wife was like, what'd you do that for? I said, because this is just something that I really have to pay attention to, and I'm not in the mood to pay attention to anything. My brain is fried. So I ended up putting it on the Family Guy Simpsons crossover and watched that instead.
Oh, how'd you like that?
It didn't make me want to watch The Simpsons. So that was the goal. They failed there.
I don't know what the goal was.
That was bad.
I thought it was okay. I saw it more as this was like a... It shouldn't have been called a crossover. It should have been just called a mashup or some sort. Because they weren't really crossing over with Simpsons going into Quahog or anything like that. So it's like, just shove them all in one place and make them have, pick up their little traits, and then they pick up some of theirs and call it done. And that's what pretty much they did.
It was definitely a Family Guy episode with The Simpsons. It wasn't a crossover, a mashup's a good word for it, but it was definitely Family Guy driven. And the Family Guy jokes worked, and everything with The Simpsons didn't. It's that easy. Even the big fight at the end, it was just like, it wasn't as entertaining as when Peter fights the big chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it essentially was just a chicken fight, just, you know, the chicken was Homer this time.
Yeah, dude said at the end, worst chicken fight ever. That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Well, and you can't kill Homer. I mean, if you kill Homer, it's like, what happens next, you know, in Simpsons? You know,
who cares? Who watches The Simpsons?
Hey.
Do you watch
somebody?
It? Do you really?
Somebody? No, man.
Oh, okay.
Every now and then, maybe. If it's on.
I'm sure somebody watches it. They keep renewing the fucking thing, but I can't find anybody who says I watch it. Like, other than Mitch saying it every now and again, but I can't find somebody who, like, DVRs it and watches it every week.
I feel like I remember my old roommate Donald saying specifically that, like, he loved The Simpsons and that he didn't see why people didn't think it was funny anymore.
Well, I'll ask him.
I think they ran out of ideas, honestly.
Of course they did. They've been on for 30 years.
Yeah, it's been on forever. Sooner or later you run out of ideas.
Maybe because it's so freaking cheap to make because it's overseas and they don't really care about it.
Yeah, I watched the new episode that was on last night too, of Family Guy, and it wasn't very good either. I think they're starting to get to the point where they're running out of shit to do too.
Yeah, I haven't watched Family Guy in a while.
Yeah, that's kind of sad, the episode. Every so often there's good ones that makes you renew your faith, but then there's like three or four bad ones in a row. I think that the whole animation domination thing, it doesn't exist anymore, number one, but I think those shows are going to start going away to make room for more Brooklyn Nine-Nines and more legitimate sitcom-type shows.
Right.
It's more like they're like dramas with comedy relief.
Because American Dad's going to TBS. Who the fuck watches TBS? Ask Conan O'Brien who watches TBS. No one.
The place to kill shows.
I put it on TBS on Saturday nights because I sleep to Adult Swim and I can't stand Toonami like I can't sleep to anime. So right. I put it on TBS because after like 3 o'clock in the morning they show reruns of Married with Children all night long. And for some reason I can sleep to that well, so... That's what I do. They usually have some shitty movie on. Like last week it was Hitch, and then they played Married with Children the rest of the night, and I was out.
My girlfriend and I watched Hitch last week.
Did she bring you wine from her boob?
She did.
Teat wine? What vintage is that? A 1991?
1989.
Oh, she's older than you. Hey now. I didn't teach you that one either.
You did not.
Still pretty sweet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
1989 was a good year.
Glad.
Those white grapes. They make all the difference. I've heard the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, but not for Ryan. He enjoys the white grapes.
No. I like them white and tart. That's my thing.
Well, from what I saw, that boob, she's not built like a 9-year-old, so you got that going for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All your other girlfriends have Some of which probably listen to the show.
Oops.
They're like, what the fuck did he just say? I'm going to get called into HR in the morning. Like, so, talking about coworkers on the internet, huh? Yep. But I didn't name any of them, so it's he said, she said at this point. All right, what else? You watch Sons of Anarchy? Anybody? Anybody?
Nope.
I don't want to talk about shit that I just watch. It's no fun.
About Gotham? Or should we not talk about some of that since I was on Panelverse?
How about what?
Gotham.
Haven't watched it yet. I have 3 episodes sitting on my DVR. I haven't seen it.
I don't know if you'll like it because you guys were all saying...
Yeah, you probably won't.
You were all saying earlier, it's like, I don't like those startup movies or startup shows where...
Origin Tales.
Or Origins. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and you don't like Origins.
Like, Tales. Literally... Like right after that, I started hearing on the radio them marketing as Origins.
Right, but they show Bruce Wayne's parents get killed one time. I'm okay with that. It's not like they're doing it every week. It's not like every time we film a new movie, we got to show fucking the Waynes dying.
No, because all the commercials are now showing the early Penguin, early Catwoman.
And I'm fine with that because other than
those
comic
are origin
books,
stories you aren't used to.
That's new shit.
Yeah,
I don't need to find out the, you know, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight and all that crap. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. You got a lot of money. You saw some bats when you were a kid. Whoop-de-doo.
That little bit while you guys were out smoking, I was watching, and it's like, wow, this kid's boring.
Of Gotham?
Yeah.
Wait, when you say this kid, you mean the kid playing
Bruce? Or no. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, maybe.
I
don't know. He was just...
Was it a literal child?
Yes, it was a child.
Then it was Bruce Wayne.
Yes, that's it. Why?
Yeah.
I hate when people had the first names for last names.
Two first names.
Clark Kent.
Bruce Wayne.
It's
that's
annoying.
It. That's all I got. Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan. Michael Jordan, just anybody named Jordan.
Yeah. Well, they're all fuckers. I mean, it's an interesting show. I think it was even with the first episode. You know, the first 5 minutes is the Wayne's dying, but like I think I said it on Panelverse. It was like they, you know, even though I've seen it a million times, it's still
I wish
like
the
a
Wayans listener. Would die so they'd stop making those shitty haunted house movies.
Which ones?
The Wayans. They should die so they stop making them shitty haunted house movies and, like, Scary Movie and White Chicks and...
Oh. The Wayans brothers.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
There's somebody sitting out there laughing right now because they got it the first time.
I'm sorry.
Instant
my bad.
Cricket
I'll
noise.
I'll just go.
Okay. See you next time.
I'll go back in the wilderness.
I am... I am looking forward to seeing Gotham, though. I mean, once I watch it, I'll let you know. And one thing I have been watching for the past 2 days especially is the From Dusk Till Dawn series on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it? I know Mitch hasn't because we talked about it earlier. This is a great show. Let's talk about everything that the three of us haven't seen. This is the catch-up show.
Good deal.
Next week will be the mustard show.
40
so
minutes
I need
of
to
nothing.
Watch... Dusk Till Dawn and Rebels. You need to watch Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And
have you seen that new zombie show on Sci-Fi?
Zombies or Z Nation?
Yeah, Z Nation.
I
haven't even heard of that.
I saw snippets of it, but I didn't stick to it because I didn't want to get lost in it.
Yeah, I have a bunch of those sitting on my DVR too.
I'm just not a fan of zombies, though. It's like it's enough. How many times can you make a zombie movie that doesn't start repeating itself?
Well, supposedly this one's got kind of a comedic edge to it because it's made by Asylum, who did, like, Sharknado and all those weird, crazy things that are on Sci-Fi. So it's got a little bit of a campiness to it. So I'm kind of excited about that. But everything that I've seen, it's like Walking Dead all over again.
Yeah.
So
good. Which comes back next week, so.
Thank God.
Yeah,
so
I'm ready for this.
So I went to Halloween Horror Nights. Ryan, did you go? Oh, yeah, you don't live in Florida anymore. Mitch, did you go to Halloween Horror Nights? Oh, yeah, you didn't go.
You didn't invite me.
I didn't invite myself.
Yeah, you just kind of said, hey, I'm going, and then you went.
Yeah. I kind of did invite myself. Like, I found out a group was going, and I was like, I just started asking 100 questions to figure out if I could weasel my way in somehow, and I did. So I went.
How was it?
You were like,
"Yeah, that was all right."
The same as usual.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't bad. I wasn't in it, so.
You seem to really like the Rocky Horror Show, though.
I did. I love the Rocky Horror Show. Ryan, if you were here, you probably could have got cast this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like a bunch of short people from work got cast.
My people.
Yeah. They cast a lot of shorties. And the thing is, I can't figure out where they put them. Except for when I went through Aliens vs. Predator, I realized that the Predator was too small. Like, as soon as he popped out, me and Jeremy were walking through, and I looked at him, and I said, "Aren't you a little short to be a predator?" Because I'm like looking down at a fucking predator. That should be looking down at me. It's not scary at all. I do realize if I would have auditioned again, though, I probably would have been Mike Myers, because all of those guys were like my build and frame.
Oh, dude, that's your dream.
Yeah, they have a Halloween house, so I was kind of bummed, but whatever.
Yeah, all you get to wear is a white mask.
Never again. White mask and a fucking blue jumpsuit.
Yeah. Do you have to kneel down or anything like that? Just start stomping around and chasing people?
True. All right, well, let's end this train wreck, because we're getting back into the swing of the things. We're glad Ryan's back. I kid him about his other podcast, but I wish it success. And if you are into comic books and everything, go check out Panelverse there on Facebook. And are you on Twitter and all that stuff?
We might be.
Oh, okay, good. They're definitely on Facebook, so look for Panelverse.
Panelverse podcast.
And if you got, you know, hour and a half of time you want to waste, you can listen to them babble on about hoobla. Whatever that is. It's a fucking made-up word. It is a made-up word. Because I tried to figure it out. I was like, am I fucking stupid, and have I never heard of this before? Because, hey, that's what our show talks about. And I fucking Googled it, and there's nothing. Like, Urban Dictionary, it says something about boobs or something. Hoobla.
Oh, isn't that what all Urban Dictionary is?
Let me do this. I'm going to minimize you, Ryan, so you can't see me no more. Or I can't see you no more.
Okay. I was like, I still see you.
I'm going to Google this shit. You guys can keep on talking.
About what?
I don't know. Hoobla.
Isn't that sort of like the Star Wars event in Disney? That's hoopla.
Hoopla.
That's close. That's, I don't know.
So, Urban Dictionary, hoopla. When a grandmother's breasts tangle into a knot is the first one.
Ew.
A worthless group of things.
Uh-oh.
Gossip or extreme amount of talk about something. Those are the three. On Urban Dictionary. Then you've got Word Nick, which I've never heard of before. Definition. Sorry, no definition found. So basically, it's about an old lady's tits getting tangled into a knot.
Either that
or... So congratulations on that show, Ryan.
Thank you.
That might be one I listen to.
I think it's important to find your niche.
Talking about gilfs.
You should start making a comic using that.
Hey, old lady, lift your skirt up. I want to see your titties.
She saves the day with them.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, sincerely, listen to it if you dig that type of stuff, because as Ryan said, we don't get into comics too much. And if you trash our show, just forget. Don't forget I listen to. So I'm one of those six idiots, so you got five losers left.
All right. I will not trash Imperial Jamboree.
You better not.
It's my bread and butter.
It is. We're already a year into this thing. You know, you're just a baby. When we start making money off of this, you're still due a cut. When you're in Panelverse fucking eating ramen noodles and bologna because you got no money, then just remember that shit. All right.
Ramen noodles and bologna.
Yep. Breakfast of champions.
It's all right. I'll wash it down with my teat wine.
Cool. That's good stuff, man. Teat wine. I like wine. I wish they made vagina beer. I could be down with that. Pussy beer. Ladies and
gentlemen. You just call it muff instead of duff.
That's right. You can't call it bud. That's a whole different kind of beer. Hey, Ryan, when are you getting married? Huh? You're not going to touch that one?
I mean, that'll, I'm sure that'll come eventually, probably.
Yeah, well, I heard the good news from Virginia. As of 1 o'clock today, you could get married.
Oh, fuck you.
So, I mean, you were driving around that equality sticker on your car. You can't fool me with the teat wine, I know.
You're right.
I'm right.
You caught me.
So in case you didn't hear, gay marriage is legal in like 30 states now, including Virginia, as of 1 o'clock October 7th. So good on you, gays. Go get married.
And that's our show.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. Next week, though, we'll be more prepared. Ryan will probably join us again. We'll try to do it on Sunday, but you got homework to do. You need to watch Rebels. Because okay. I'd like to devote the entire next week to that show because we've been excited for it and everything. And listeners, you go see it too. It premiered tonight on Disney XD. It's available on the Disney XD on demand, online, whatever hoopla thing it is.
Also, Walmart got an exclusive, so they were able to release a DVD of it today. So.
Oh, maybe I should go buy that.
Maybe.
All right, Mitch, you want to fuck up the plugs?
Why do I have to? Why can't we just have...
Because Ryan don't remember. Ryan don't know if his other show has a Twitter. How's he supposed to remember ours?
Because he's done it so for 20 episodes.
Do you remember? Did you prepare for this?
I was thinking that you might ask me, so I can try it, but there's a good chance I'll fuck it up. So okay. Here we go.
No, you can't do any worse than Mitch has done for the past 4 months.
All right, campers, as always, you can find us on www.facebook.com/ImperialJamboree. You can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as imperialjamboree.com. You can also find us on Twitter at imperial_jam. Back to you, Jack.
Back to you who?
Jack.
The greatest man that ever lived?
Thank you, Butter.
Oh, wow. Oh, is that what it's supposed to be now?
That's what it is now.
I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's what it's always been. You just drink your teat wine and shut your mouth. 1989 was a fantastic year. You did great, and Mitch writes down notes and still fucks it up. So, you know, you couldn't do any worse.
Maybe next time our good buddy Billy D.
Maybe. I've missed Billy D. Not really. The less he's around, the happier I am. Not your Billy D, like the real Billy D.
Yeah. I got it.
He just talks about his paintings and his grandkids and shit. All right, Mitchell, you got anything you want to plug?
No.
Trick or treat weekends, Legoland, Florida?
No, you already did that.
Yeah, but you can plug it again.
Well, then you just did it again.
I'll do it a third time.
Oh, come on out to Trick or Treat on weekends at Legoland, Florida.
Thank you.
We put a lot of work and effort into this project.
Ton of work. So I'm going to be, we're doing 3 theme parks next week. Well, you're doing 2. I'm doing 3.
Yeah.
So is that next week? No,
two weeks.
2 weeks from now, we're doing 3 theme parks in 3 days, which should be a good time. So look for that.
We're being tourist.
Yeah. We're going to Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens, Tampa on Thursday night. And then we're going to do Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at Disney World on Friday night. And then we're going to go to Trick or Treat at Legoland, Florida, weekends in October on Saturday night. So we'll talk about that, I'm sure. But next week, look for our special big Star Wars Rebels premiere show. After every other podcast in the world has already talked about it, we'll let you know what we think.
Well, there's a break between these, I believe, because we saw that one episode, and then the official start, I guess, is supposedly on the 13th. This is like the pilot, apparently.
The movie.
Yes.
That's the way Disney XD was billing it, Ryan. It was bizarre. They're like, Okay. Now back to Star Wars Rebels, the movie. It was like an hour-long episode. It was weird.
It's technically 2 half hours from...
I mean, isn't that what they did with Clone Wars? The first 3 episodes were just a movie, except they put that in theaters.
Yeah, but that was a theatrical release, so...
Okay.
Anyway, all right, we'll see you next week, guys.
Good night and good luck.
Peace.